Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm, and we're here every single weekend talking to you about what else? Estate planning and Medicaid planning, wills, trusts, etc. It's a call-in show, and you could reach us at 518-476-5900. If you're dealing with something and you don't want to talk about it on the radio, because there are, after all, millions and millions of listeners, I get it. You could reach us in the office at 518-465-7581. And you could also visit us in Clifton Park, Saratoga Springs, Albany, or down in Kingston. Jane Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
What a morning.
It is.
It is gorgeous out there.
It's beautiful out.
You guys turn on your air conditioners?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't at first, and then I realized that it was 82 degrees inside the house.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
And getting warmer, yeah.
And I was on the first floor because, you know, the second floor is even worse.
Yes, right. Always. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't prevent my wife from having like four blankets on at night. But everyone's different, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you the cold one or the warm one, Jane Marie?
I used to be the cold one, but now
now you're the warm one.
I'm the warm one now. I had the fan right on me last night. Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, definitely warm.
My own personal fan.
You know, this isn't a show about pillows or anything like that. But my wife got me. It might have been for Father's Day. A year ago, one of these pillows that's always cold. It's amazing.
Do they work?
And it works?
I mean, I guess. Yeah. It seems kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
That's
good.
So, changes everything. So, I recommend you get a cold pillow. A cool pillow.
I will.
I'll message Mike and try to figure out
that could be my Mother's Day present.
I'm sure you'll be thrilled. You'll be like, Mike got me a pillow.
Michael got me a pillow.
Wonderful. Well, so, Jamie, it's been really busy. Busy in the office. Maybe a little too busy, but help is on the way. We're excited about that. We have a lot of new people joining the firm in different capacities. So looking forward to a good busy.
That's right.
But some of the busy we've been dealing with made me think of a couple different topics for you.
Okay.
And the three topics, if you'd like to choose one, is Easy Pass. That's topic number one. Topic number two is Summer House. And then topic number three is preventative medicine.
Oh, preventative medicine.
Or maybe I'm saying that term wrong. Preventative care.
Oh, okay.
Preventative care.
Okay.
I'm going to cross that out. Preventative care. What would you like to do, Jane Marie? You have three choices.
I'm going to do Summer House because that's where I want to be when it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, obviously that's what made me think of it. Mm-hmm. And it was the idea that a lot of people said happy spring in the last week or two, and it's apparently happy summer.
Yes.
All of a sudden. I think it'll go back to spring. I heard the forecast.
Yeah, next week. I'm sorry, but it will. Yeah.
I don't be sorry. I mean, if it's 55 degrees, that's fantastic.
Monday, 59, 55, Tuesday, 53, Wednesday.
Oh, that's great. That's spring.
Next Friday, back up to 71. That's all right.
That's perfect.
All right.
I mean, 85 is a little obnoxious.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's too early for that. And we need the rain next week, so.
Yeah. Jimmer, you have a lot of clients who have property on Great Lake Sacandaga, right?
I do.
Or Lake George.
Yes.
You have people with cabins in the Catskills and people who come up.
And houses on the Cape.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually the most important assets that some of those clients have. It may not be the most valuable. It may not be the you know, they might have a great business. They may have a car that they love.
Mm-hmm.
But those lake properties, those Cape properties, those Catskills properties, that's where the heart is most of our clients. And it ends up being a really unique thing because not only do you want to really protect those kinds of properties to make sure that it goes on for generations and generations, but unlike everything else where it's basically a big pile of money and how are we going to split the money, when it comes to those properties, it's more about, well, who gets to use it when, right? What happens if there's trouble brewing in your child's marriage? How does that impact that property down the road? what happens when some of the kids, we talked a couple weeks ago, you could have, you know, a kid in California and a kid in Florida and one local. Well, what does that mean for that local lake property? Mm-hmm. What does that mean for the upkeep of it?
Right.
And it ends up being a really, really unique set of facts. And people are going to start in the next month getting their boats in the water.
Right.
Right. They're probably thinking this past week about those properties more than ever before, or earlier than ever before,
that's
perhaps.
Right.
So how do you go about discussing these kinds of properties with your clients?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think I had three different times this week that we had to talk about that.
Well, I was listening to all your conversations. That's why it's on the list.
You just follow me around the office.
Well, of course you did, because first of all, we are in upstate New York, and there's a lot of great properties. I mean, we focus on these big lakes. There are all these little lakes. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Up in the North Country. Mm-hmm. So, of course. Yeah. So a lot of people have them.
It comes up frequently. And, well, one of the conversations this week was, how are we going to pay for all the expenses now that mom's gone?
Well, that's so when mom's still alive and mom and dad are still alive,
right?
The lake house is the greatest thing in the world, because you're not
a free vacation.
Free vacation.
That's right.
You're usually not paying for stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And then all of a sudden you inherit it,
right?
And now you have to pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. And you know, in this case, there's four children. You know, so they are trying to figure out. Some use it more than others, right? Mm-hmm. But do they want to? If they want to stay involved, they should pay part of the expenses.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense. I mean, they're technically co-owners unless you mm-hmm. say otherwise, and there's a good or a bad to that.
That's right. So if you're a co-owner now, you know, you should each be paying 25% of the expenses. And
regardless of use, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. That's the trick there. Right. And in this case, you know, everyone, you know, would get their inheritance separately, but are they going to agree to put money in to take care of the house?
Right. Exactly right. And I'll use my family as an example for a moment, because I'm incredibly fortunate. Actually, the reason why you know me, Jane Marie,
mm-hmm.
the reason why I am here and I practice law in upstate New York mm-hmm. is because when I was very young, I was very lucky. My parents got a house up in Lake George, mm-hmm. which ended up being where I spent all my vacations and summer vacations, mm-hmm. all my jobs were up here, and
right.
all my friendships are 25, 30 year friendships from Lake mm-hmm. George.
Right.
Right. My brother loves Lake George. He just doesn't come up a lot. His family's a little further south. They go to the Jersey Shore. They got their own lives. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents love us equally. Right.
Of course.
I think.
You think they love
us
more.
No. It's right down the road. And they have other assets and stuff. And mm-hmm. the question's going to be, well, does Dave get the lake house one day, mm-hmm. or does my brother and I split it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I'm getting it, well, then my brother needs to get an equal weight somewhere else
in the
plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So assuming there's enough equal weight, well, then great. But what does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to say to my brother, hey, you can't come up anymore? Of course not.
Right.
But does it, on the same side, does it make sense for him to be a half owner and pay half the expenses if I use it
right, more
15
than
times as much?
Right, right. Those are tough conversations.
So, yeah, right.
The tough conversation on my end is that we're both going to be deferring to each other. He's going to say, no, you just take it. And I'm going to be like, no.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want to do?
Right.
But it doesn't always work out that way, John. A lot of times wait a minute. You had 4th of July last year.
Yeah. I can see that happening,
right.
When clients are thinking of this, normally they're who gets what piece of their plan in their trust or in their will. And by the way, you should do a trust, particularly when you have lake property. But fine, they do a trust. That who gets what part, how detailed are you getting, Jane Marie, on mm-hmm. all of those things we just talked about?
And it kind of depends on how the kids are getting along, you know. You can just leave it to after you die. Some people say that. Okay, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Or you could help it along by saying, all right, Dave, you get the lake house, and your brother gets my life insurance policy or something to equalize it.
If they go with the they'll just figure it out route, which is mm-hmm. you know, everyone gets along. And, you know, there's we're all lucky, nothing to fight over.
Probably the most common way, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe for that first generation, that's okay.
Right.
When your kids may be, are, you know, going through some stuff with their marriages, or if there's a divorce, now what? What are the rules? Because I could tell you what happens legally, and I could tell you if those kids are coming in to do their own estate planning, and they're going to put their half interest in the lake house into their trust with their wife.
Right.
And they're going to put, you know, their other assets in this trust. And how do we pay for the taxes all these years and the capital improvements and, the, you know, docking a boat or whatever? Well, you're going to use marital dollars. I'm going to use my income to help pay for the house.
Right.
You end up commingling these assets, to use a matrimonial law term. And that can have huge ramifications as to who gets what if there was an eventual divorce. If the dream of the client is that their grandkids are going to bring their families to this place, you can't just be silent on the rules. At the same time, me personally, I don't want my trust to have four pages of, you know, who gets to use it every other Memorial Day. That's
true.
Crazy,
true.
Right? So what I end up recommending to my clients, Jamie, is I think it's time we create an entity that's going to own this thing. That entity has its own rules. I've been part of litigations up in Lake George, on you know, professional side here, where you know, existing properties have even a constitution. They have operating documents. They have articles of incorporation. They have bylaws that talk about how a first spouse, as an example, Jamery. So my son passes away, or when he passes away, his wife can continue to use this property for the rest of her life, and she's paying in.
Mm-hmm.
Upon her death, it reverts to my grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't have kids, it's going to the other branches of my family. If it's a second marriage, that surviving second spouse does not receive those benefits of continued life use. And there's no right or wrong answer, John. It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's right.
But you kind of need to come up with these things. And then I think that you hit it before, Jamery. Who pays for stuff?
That's always a tough one, right?
Well, wait a minute. I'm only going to be up there 2 weekends a year.
That's right. You can combine that with renting it out for a week or two.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you could rent it out for a month and cover the expenses for the year, which is one option, but not everyone wants to rent it out. So you could require everyone to contribute into a fund, right? And I like to do it, you know, what you were alluding to is through a limited liability company.
Yeah, and it's less about the liability. It's more about having rules that are easier to change. And also, a lot of times, these properties end up being very, very valuable.
Right.
They've become a lot more valuable through COVID, because the idea of being able to vacation without getting on a plane has been quite enticing.
That's right.
So I know that, at least in Lake George, the value of these lakefront homes is unbelievable.
Right.
Like, I don't think my folks would ever sell the property they have. It's not even lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what their neighbors' homes have sold for has me a little nervous, Jamery.
Right.
I'm a little nervous.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that if you do an LLC or you do a family limited partnership, and we're getting into next level of estate planning here, those are also mechanisms where we can move that asset to our kids without tax ramifications, perhaps, or estate tax ramifications.
That's right. That's right.
So a lot of different options when it comes to these lake homes. You know, step one, try to get a lake home. Step two, protect the heck out of that thing.
That's right. That's right. Protect it. Make sure you have the rules for how it passes to your children.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do the break. I'm pointing to the clock.
We were having such a great conversation, but well, you know, sometimes these things happen.
In the second half of the show, easy passes and preventative care, coming up on the second half of the estate planning and Medicaid planning show from Herzog Law Firm.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston. Our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Welcome back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And I'm Jay Marie Schaefer.
And Jay Marie and I, in the first half of the show, we're talking about summer houses, lake property,
yes,
vacation property, Cape property. The Cape, by the way,
mm-hmm,
literally this past, I had a signing on Thursday, and one of the properties is a Cape house.
Uh-huh. Very
That's
nice.
Great. It
yeah.
sounds amazing. I mean, I'm sure the winters really stink, but very yeah. windy, I assume. And
that's right, but all summer you want to be there.
The Eden is good.
Well, once you get there, you can't leave because the traffic is too bad yeah. in the summer. But
yeah.
Yes.
So, Jay Marie, you have two other topics to choose from. There's preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to suggest you don't go with on this one.
Okay.
Or Easy Pass. Well, so what would you like to do?
Well, Easy Pass, and surely we're not going to be talking about driving on the thruway.
We actually will be.
Oh, okay.
We'll go with Easy Pass?
We'll go with Easy Pass,
then. Oh, this is
then.
Exciting. Okay. So do you have an Easy Pass?
Of course I do.
John, do you have an Easy Pass?
No, I don't use the thruway. I kind of stay close to here.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember, Jay Marie, life pre-Easy Pass?
Yes.
You're a downstate girl. I won't say Long Island. We'll just say downstate. You remember what it used to be if you were coming up state. You were going to pick a bridge.
That's right.
And if there was a toll, whatever you said, I'll be there in 3 hours, I'll be there in 4 hours, was all dependent on how long the toll line
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the
we
toll
also
plaza,
knew...
It was literally plazas for tolls.
If you were good, you knew the way to get out of the city without going
Oh, of course,
through
yes.
a toll.
This is...
Yeah,
this is we're talking amateur hour here. Okay,
okay, so, okay fine.
But in general, or you know what? You're you're going from that lake house back to wherever home is.
Right.
You live in Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island,
right.
whatever.
Sometimes you have to pay the toll.
Yeah. Right?
Which, by the way, they're outrageous in the city now.
Oh, they're yeah, outrageous yeah. every... Even the Mass yeah. Pike.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable, yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
So there's no more booths. They've been removed.
Yes.
And first it was, well, you could pay cash and there are toll booths. And for a while you were like, ha, 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 look at those people. Mm-hmm. It's like 10 deep or, you know.
Right.
So they're waiting.
That's right. And you speed by with your
right.
Easy Pass.
And then you would go through a toll thing, at, but 15 miles an hour, something slow, and it reads your thing. And now they got rid of all that, right? And it's just, you just drive and they send you a bill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of deal. Easy Pass is the equivalent in our world to avoiding probate. And
see.
The road with the tolls and stopping at the tolls is the equivalent of going through probate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going through a toll booth or if you have the Easy Pass, you're still going in the same direction.
That's right.
The end result of this trip will be wherever you're going. So it's going to be the settling of an estate. It's going to be assets have passed, things have been retitled, bills have been paid, whatever. The difference between the two is how long it takes you to get there. And I can say with certainty now, if I had to drive to see my folks in New Jersey,
that would be a lot of money.
Yeah, but I could say probably to the 5-10 minutes how long it's going to take me to get there.
Okay.
And, you know, I got to take into account time of day and stuff like that. If we're going to go down the Taconic all the way to the Bronx Zoo or something like that, I can literally set my clock by it.
Right.
I could tell you I'm at mile marker blank. I will be home blank.
Right.
With a toll booth, you can't do that. I don't know what's going to pop up. It may be that the line at the toll is a lot longer than you expected it to be.
Right.
I have an estate, Jay Marie, down in Ulster County where the dad died. It's actually stepdad that died. And we have to probate his will, unfortunately. And he had a whole other family that stepdaughter didn't realize. And people he did not talk to.
Right.
Siblings. Mm-hmm. Nieces and nephews. He just didn't have a relationship with them. It's right. Nothing awful. It's just that's how life shook out. This has been decades and decades. For part of their probate, we've had to obviously find these people.
Right.
Who she didn't even know existed.
Right.
Without the contact info. We had to find we had to contact them to serve them just to see if they're going to contest the estate.
Right.
That's like a toll booth. That's mm-hmm. We're going in the same direction as the easy pass, but if everything was in a trust mm-hmm. and we didn't have that need for probate, I don't have to do all that stuff. I'm skipping the lines.
That's right. That's right. I have a case like that where it's we have to find different nieces and nephews, and they're all calling up like, "Why should I have to sign this? I haven't spoken to this person in years." You know,
1,000%. And by the way, what would you do, John? What would you do if you got a notice in the mail saying, "Hey, John, would you like to waive your right in your cousin's estate?"
Yeah, I'd say no.
Or you'd say, "I'm not going to sign this," or "I got to talk to an attorney to make sure I'm not, you know, am I entitled to something?" Right. I wouldn't be waiving unless mm-hmm. I was entitled. You wouldn't even talk to me unless I'm supposed to get something, right?
Right.
Except that's not how it works in mm-hmm. our world. Mm-hmm. We're sending you something because the court said we have to. You're not actually entitled to money. You're entitled to service of this document.
So that's even more annoying. You have to sign something and you're not getting any money, which is why people don't want to sign it.
So you're signing away your right. You didn't even know you had the right. You
that's
barely
right.
know the person whose mm-hmm. estate you may have a right on. You know, mm-hmm. we call them laughing heirs. You know, the person mm-hmm. who gets a letter that says you just inherited bunch of money.
Right, yeah.
From
right.
some long-lost cousin. Oh, okay.
And you're saying what? Huh? Yeah. What? Yeah.
So the flip side, though, is you're not going to sign a waiver or you're going to be hesitant to. And all that means in our world, we're still going down the same road. We're going to mm-hmm. get to that destination eventually. It's just more and more delay.
Well, in this case, the guy said, "I'm not signing it, so we have to serve a citation." So we have to serve him. We have to have a court date. I have to go to court.
So... Let's talk about this for a second. Mm-hmm. So this service, what does that mean? We got to serve someone, right? It means that we need to formally, under the court's guidance, mm-hmm. provide them with the official copy of this summons or citation.
That's
show
right.
up on this date if you want to contest this will. That's what we're, mm-hmm. we're sending them notice of that. And the reason why it's got to go through these hoops is because we don't want them to say, "Well, I didn't know about this proceeding."
Right. Yeah.
Right, so we got to mm-hmm. let them know about this. We got to serve them with the summons.
So you actually have to serve them. You don't mail it to them. You actually have to.
Well, if they're in New York State,
have a process server.
Yeah, you have to have a process server.
Go to your house or wherever you are and say, "This is for you."
In New York, you need to be personally served.
And you know what? That's scary.
Yeah. Oh, and I have stories.
They'll say, "Excuse me, are you Mr. Gabriel?" You say, "Yes," and they'll say, "Here you go," and they'll walk away.
And it's like. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So they sign an affidavit saying that they mm-hmm. served you.
But then there's the people who avoid service, which I have had many over the years.
So if you are sure you know where they live, you could ask. By the way, all of this is through the court. So court, mm-hmm. please, may we mail it to them?
Right.
Right. If they're out of state, we can get away with mail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it gets complicated. So in my little mm-hmm. situation here, I have two people. So a couple people did sign waivers. Great.
Right.
But as long as one person didn't, mm-hmm. well, I got to go through this whole process. So three didn't.
Okay.
We got to serve two of them. We got to mm-hmm. hire a process server. Someone who's going to show up and say what they looked like and when they served them and what time mm-hmm. and swear to it.
That's right.
And then what's going to happen, Jane Marie? There's going to be some court date a month and a half from now.
That's right.
And who's going to be sitting there? Just Jane Marie. None of these people are showing up.
No one's showing up. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all more delay and also a lot more cost to the estate.
That's right.
And getting back to the thing we always talk about, if you happen to have done a trust, we don't need that will to have gone through court. We don't need the will to have been proven. We don't need to tell people, "Hey, you have the right to contest this will." We never get to any of that. We're skipping it. We have easy pass.
That's right. We don't have to go to court. We're not waiting for those court dates. We're not waiting to serve people.
Exactly right. And it's ideally cheaper. Now, when people say, "Well, my estate's not that complicated," that's not the point. You could have a very straightforward estate. You could have a house and a bank account. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, if that house is just in your name, we're going to have to eventually go through court.
That simple. We have to go through all this procedure, and it costs a lot of money, you know, so.
Aggravation, just like Easy Pass. I mean, there's a reason why Easy Pass is the perfect, like, analogy for this. It literally is what it is, because we will end up in the same place. We're thinking about going down to Florida. You got us thinking since your trip. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Albany, the question is, am I doing a one stop or a nonstop?
Right.
To Florida, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously there's pros to the nonstop, right?
My husband, I only do the nonstop because he hates flying. So I'm like, I'm not doing more than one plane in one day. It's not worth it.
Where do you guys, do you fly out of Albany? Or do you go to Springfield?
We go to Hartford, yeah.
Hartford?
Mm-hmm.
How far is that from you?
About the same distance as Albany, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's more flights out of Hartford.
Yeah, there is. It's true.
Yeah.
So you're in a good spot.
How far is Hartford from here?
To 2 hours, 2.5?
No, I think it's less than that.
So, okay, right.
So probably an hour and a half-ish, right?
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. I've never once searched from flights from Hartford or to Hartford. Maybe I should.
Bradley International
Airport.
It's a great airport. You know, decent size, but not long lines, so it's good.
Everyone hear that? Hartford Airport.
Not to upset anybody at Albany County Airport or Albany County.
Albany County is great.
No, Albany is great, but I feel like they've cut back on the flights to Florida.
Yeah.
Or overall. So.
It's always good to check with your airline first.
That's right.
They taught me that in radio
school.
Not to hijack this
program here, but talking about air travel. I'm going to Kentucky in a couple weeks, Jamarie.
Kentucky? Interesting.
Yeah. Do you know how hard it is to go to Kentucky if you live in Albany?
From Albany?
Yeah.
That's impossible. Yeah.
So how many flights do you need to do
It's going
to
be only one change, but, you know, in other parts of the world, maybe you have a choice as to what flights you're going on. It's like, no, these are your... You want to go on this day.
You only have one flight.
This is it. This is the plan.
How you do it, yeah.
Are you flying into Louisville?
I'm going into Lexington.
Oh,
because when you fly into Louisville and you pick up your bags at the roundabout, they play the horse race music. What's the...
Like the horn?
Oh,
the
Kentucky
beginning?
Derby thing, yeah.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby thing. When your bags come out, that's what they play. that's it.
Call to the post. And that means get ready. here it comes. And
that means get
good.
Ready.
I like that.
Here are your bags, and then they come out. Yeah,
the bags are coming out.
I don't know how we connect the dots from what we were talking about to what we are now talking about, but I'm sure you can connect them. Real quick, Jamarie, we got about a minute and a half here. Preventative care. Let me whip through this.
What's preventative care?
You got to come in every now and then.
Oh, do a checkup.
Simple. Checkup.
Do a checkup.
Yes. Every now and then, because you're going to not remember everything from your document signing. You're not going to remember everything from your talks with Jamarie. All you got to know is you can call her when you need her. When stuff happens, you call the firm, and we can answer your questions there. Preventative care.
That's right. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.